So what can be done for improving personalized medicine for treating complicated UTIs? This one, I believe, is something that with the development of electronic health records, we should be able to develop systems that hospitals could be able to communicate, especially between institutions for a past medical history of resistance, isolation, things along like those lines. In Nevada, we actually have a patient transfer form that is required to be filled out between patients being transferred from any types of institutions, so from a rehab to a nursing home to a hospital. And one of the major requirements of this is what multi-drug resistant organisms has the patient ever been either identified as being infected with or colonized with, so that we have better communication about getting patients to be put in isolation as quickly as possible, but also provides a little bit of an idea if the patient is infected, what empirical choices might be reasonable until we have cultures and definitive therapy. I think that's something that if we could work towards as a group of healthcare professionals, I think we would be able to help interfere with the spread much sooner in the process. The importance of antimicrobial stewardship. So I've been doing stewardship at my institution now for almost 15 years. And I think stewardship is one of the better ways not only to monitor what's going on in an institution, but also to provide appropriate education on the changes of the environment, changes in the pathogens, changes in the dosing, and the different aspects that can directly impact patient care. Although stewardship, though, does not stand on its own, it does need to work very closely with the infection preventionist for isolation, for appropriate cleanliness of institutions, needs to work very closely with the physicians and prescribers to optimize dosing, to encourage appropriate diagnostics and identifying the actual infections of patients. And it should be working with the micro laboratory so that we can optimize information provided to the resources so that's provided in a reasonable and quick amount of time so that we can focus everything on our patients. So it's, I think it's actually kind of the backbone for trying to improve and ultimately try and tackle resistance pathogens in our institutions. So how can we improve upon antimicrobial stewardship? One of the biggest things is that we need to get better buy-in by individual physicians, individual practitioners to understand that stewardship is not the antibiotic police. Stewardship is to assist in making sure that patients are being treated optimally, that dosing is correct, encouraging diagnostics, not just to be there to interfere with what they're trying to do. On the flip side, we need to get physicians to understand that not every fever is caused by an infection. Other things that I think that would be optimal would be to improve the diagnostics, getting better ideas of what is actually an infection that can be treated by antibacterials versus being a little bit more hesitant. Oh, maybe this is a virus, maybe it's not a virus, so we're just going to keep antibiotics. But ultimately, I think we have the capability of improving these things so that we can optimize patient care and decrease the impact on the microbiome. It's going to be tough, though, but it is possible. I'm very blessed in the fact that I work in a very multidisciplinary group. I have some very good physicians that I work with. I have good microbiologists, good infection preventionists. And so we're able to provide a lot of information and be able to help our physicians very quickly and collaboratively to hopefully prevent resistance. I have data at our institution that we're, knock on wood, doing pretty well. So, but we've also done it as colleagues, and I think that's going to ultimately be the key, not fighting each other, but working together.